Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Stike.
And I'm Luke Akery.
And tell me if this sounds familiar. I've crafted a beautiful story here. I was really proud of this story. Okay. I wrote it last night. You've created or you've purchased a beautiful piece of marketing. You've put it in front of your carefully crafted and selected group of prospects. Someone in your prospect list takes action and miraculously moves from anonymous to known as they raise their hand, fills out a form, and has now become a lead. Your adrenaline rushes. You can't believe it. You got a phone number, maybe an email. You reach out to help this shiny new lead with everything that they've ever wanted, your real estate services. And then nothing. No answer. No reply. No word at all from this person that clearly wanted you to reach out to them and help them fulfill their every desire. And now nothing. Of course, every salesperson, Luke, in the world has felt this way.
Well, then you go and look at their contact name, and you see it was Joe Mamba.
Joe Mamba. Or FU at FU.com.
Yes, and you realize, oh, he made your mama, Joe Mamba, because that's what Tom Tool posted on his story the other day. Shout out to Tom Tool, top real estate agent here.
Did he get a lead, Joe Mamba?
Yeah, he got a lead as a Joe Mamba or something like that.
Well, no, but seriously, today we're going to talk about the best ways to get your leads to actually respond to you. So we see this issue all the time because we produce leads for our clients through our Facebook ad services.
Yes, we do.
We generate thousands and thousands of inbound leads every month for our own marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is. It's true. It's like you pay for these lead services or you pay for this
they
marketing.
They don't answer.
And you get people that like actually take action and fill out the form and give you their information, maybe their phone number, maybe their email. And then, you know, they want the info and then you reach out to them and then you can't get them to actually ever respond or get back to you. So I pulled this kind of list from a blog post from, just to give credit where credit's due, from Spiro, which I guess is a CRM company. And it was just an easy way to kind of bullet point out and say, hey, here's some things that they recommend, but also that we've learned through our connecting with our own leads.
Full transparency, I have not seen this list.
Yeah.
So I might disagree with some of it. I'm just looking at it right now.
Throw in your own. That's the beauty
of the
podcast. I'll
throw my own opinion, yeah.
So the first one that I would just mention here is you want to make sure that you're using their preferred method of communication. Now, that could be difficult because you might not know this person yet. You don't know what their preferred method of communication is. We talk about this a lot with your CRM, making sure that whenever you're following up with your sphere of influence, your past clients, you're keeping track of how people want to be communicated with. If they want a phone call, if they want a text message, if they want an email. Now, some people you can flag out, ask them, you know, how they prefer to be communicated with. Others, you can just tell because they'll maybe message
you.
That's where they'll respond. Yeah. Or maybe they'll message you on Instagram. You're like, okay, this person would rather kind of DM back and forth. So you want to use multiple, obviously, is kind of the first tip. Like you want to find out the preferred method, but you need to use multiple methods of communication, of reaching out.
So I was
going to
say, first one I disagree with. What I was going to say is that for your current prospects and clients that you're talking to already, yes. But for your leads, you want to freaking hit that lead in every line of communication as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Like basically hit the lead until the lead responds. But if you sit there and go, well, maybe they want text, so I'll try text first and wait. It's like,
so maybe it's more of a better way to word it is like discover.
Hit them with the phone call, hit them with the text, hit them with an email, hit them on social. You want to hit them all over the place because all you're trying to do is get response.
Yeah.
Because if you get response, you know it's a real actual person.
Yeah.
It's not Joe Mamba.
Yeah.
Right. And you can stay on them. And then on top of that, you're just trying to get them to pick up the phone. And the fallacy out there is that you're going to bother them.
Yeah.
No, you're bothering them because you're not helping them. So you got to get them on the phone to help them.
Yeah. I think like what we've seen is at least in real estate leads from Facebook, If you can create some sort of text automation, that's really the best way to kind of, it's the best use of your for time, but it's also the best use to get a response right away. If you have like within a minute of that lead coming in, you're then getting a text message out to them, offering them an item of value, which we'll talk about here in a minute, to get them to respond. And then that's the natural connection to, okay, calling you now.
Yes.
If you don't have the automation, but you have time set up in your day, like go through and make sure that you're getting to those leads as soon as possible. Obviously, speed to lead is the most important thing. Most people, if they're reading your email marketing, if they're filling out a Facebook lead, if they're doing something online, maybe scanning a QR code from a piece of print marketing that you sent out, they're naturally what? They're going to be on their phone doing this. So if you're able to get to them within that first 30 seconds, minute and a half when that lead comes in,
catch them still there.
You've got a better chance of getting them.
You know who was great at this? Zoom Info.
Yeah.
Yeah, I filled out a form on Zoom Info because we were looking to purchase some data. And they called me within, had to be 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But what was cool about it is when I submitted the form, I forget the exact text that the site said, but the site literally said, hey, we're going to be in touch with you right away. Hold real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then my phone started ringing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was
cool.
Like, that is freaking
that's
sick.
That's impressive.
Because I was trying to figure out what it meant on the screen. Like, oh, is something else going to pop up?
That is impressive.
But it literally meant, no, they're calling me now.
Yeah, like, we got to try that.
Yeah, I thought it was
pretty amazing. Even like a text message if you can't get the phone right away. Yeah. Like, can you get a text message coming in while that screen is still
loading? We're about to try an AI bot. Yeah. That will have conversations with the leads.
Yeah.
But if you're a prospect listening to this, it's a real person.
It's us. Yeah, totally is. So we mentioned text messages. We mentioned phone calls. Email is another one I think that a lot of people miss. They think that maybe email is not going to be as effective. Email is not going to be as effective as getting someone to respond to a text message or a phone call in most scenarios. But email is a fantastic way to continue to drip on somebody. So make sure that you're not giving up on that lead. If you can't get them right away, that you're continuing to drip on them. Finding them on social media. So if they came to you through like a Facebook lead, like go try and find them.
I was thinking about this literally when I'm reading this list right before the show, is we don't ask people for their social handle when they submit the form.
Yeah.
We should think about asking. Not required, but asking and
see. That's tough because I don't even know if I would know my social handle.
What is it? Sticky 1, 2? No.
Is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but if they came in through a Facebook lead, and this is something that we are about to try, like see if you can find them on Facebook. You can't message them, I think, from a business account, but you can message them from your personal account. So that's an opportunity for you. Maybe find them on LinkedIn. The other option for communication would be handwritten notes. Super powerful, a lot more expensive, a lot more time investment, but if it's one of those highly valuable leads for you, depending on your
handwritten
business.
Handwritten note or a gift.
Handwritten notes or gifts.
Like I had a guy drop off a Starbucks gift card the other day to win our credit card business.
Yeah.
I gave the gift card to Shauna, our VP of finance, and said, hey, you can talk to this guy. I mean, I don't know. And it looks like we're going to probably be going with him.
Wow.
So he earned it through a gift.
Yeah.
Another one that is famous for
still talk about the Red Bull or the
monsters. Yeah. Guy sent me a case of White Monsters because he saw that I drink White Monsters on Instagram. So that was pretty impressive. Every so often I'll get things like brownies or
Kim Angeli food. Does this really well. Yep. She'll send a half birthday
brownie. But gifting does work to get attention.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work to get response.
Yeah.
So you have to follow up to get response. But it works to get attention. You have someone's attention when you've given them a gift.
Yeah, people aren't conditioned to say thank you or to reach
out. So it's really critical that when you send something like a gift that you time when it's delivered and call right after it's delivered.
Yeah. Yeah. Second tip here is to switch up your contact attempts. So maybe this is the number of times that you're dialing or the time of day. So if you find yourself always reaching out to your leads, maybe in the morning or the afternoon, whatever it might be, if you've got time set aside in your day to follow up with leads and you're consistently not connecting with some of them, try switching up either the time of day or the actual day that you're working on calling.
Yeah, this
leads.
Is called quadrant dialing. And you'll find that obviously
there's a
people...
term. Okay.
Yeah, there's in the call center world. But you'll find that, you know, people ideally answer sometimes, you know, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. because they haven't hit work yet or 7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they'll answer at 6:30 at night, so, you know, versus when you're trying to get them in the afternoon, they're tied up at work, or in the morning, they're tied up at work.
I think in general, like the evening is better, but you know, there's obviously, you can't call past 8 or can't call past 9?
I think it's 8, but I don't know. I'm not positive.
So make sure that you're switching up your contact attempts. I mentioned double or triple dialing. So whenever you are calling your leads, you know, you're calling once, no answer, don't leave a voicemail, call right back, that type of thing. If you want to go, that's double dialing. If you want to go all the way, you
can. It was funny. I was coming home from the Tom Ferry conference yesterday, and I got a call in the car with Andrew in the car. He's our VP of corporate sales. And a call came through from Stewart's Draft, Virginia, and it came through once. And then literally 45 seconds later, it came through again. And I said, oh, they're double dialing me. And I said, isn't it crazy how much more you and I want to answer this right now?
I said,
if they call a third time, I'll answer. And they didn't call a third time. And I think you got to go to the triple dial.
I have never been double dialed.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time now.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never been double dialed. Number three, offer them something of value. This might be the most effective way to get somebody to respond to you, especially if you're doing it through a low sort of commitment type of like text message or something like that, like making sure that you're offering them something of value. One of the things that we do with the leads that we provide for our clients is, you know, we'll advertise a list of homes, they'll subscribe to that list of homes, and then we'll automatically send them an email. Hey, putting your list together now. By the way, is there anything else? Like, I've got this price range, I've got this area that you submitted. Is there anything else that you're looking for? So kind of giving them that idea of, I can get you a list of homes with the criteria that you're looking for. So we get a ton of responses from that one.
Grant Cardone's team is phenomenal at this.
Yeah.
But what they do that I think is really cool. But now they leverage Grant, which makes sense. So Grant, for those who don't know, he's like a social media influencer guy that, you know, also a real estate investor and has an incredible company. But they'll send you videos and they'll go, hey, Luke, looking forward to following up with you. Hey, Grant wanted me to send you this video. And they'll send the video as the item of value from Grant. But, you know, if you could touch base and basically drip on people with a video, that's powerful. But I went to a 10X conference. It was like a boot camp thing. And they were trying to sell me something like they always do. That if you want to go get a lesson in sales, go to one of Grant Cardone's 10 or 360 10X like workshops. The sales team is trying to sell you nonstop, which is amazing. But what's even more amazing is they'll text you during the sessions. Luke, do you need anything? I'll bring you water. What was crazy is they would bring me water during the conference. They would bring, if you need a snack, let me know. They said, hey, what books of Grant do you not have? And I would be like, well, or, and then I didn't respond. Then they go, hey, these are the books he has. Which one would interest you the most? They bought me his book. Now they said they did it with their own money, 'cause that's what Grant makes them do. I don't know if that's true or not, bringing you that. And it's just like that extra mile of that value drip of that offering something about, dude, go to a 360 10X event and you will be blown away.
That is super.
I thought our salespeople were persistent and our salespeople were
They trying to get a phone number, one of our phone numbers or something like that? They tried like four or five times, different angles. Hey, let me just get the number.
It was crazy. I was just like amazed.
That's awesome. One message that I saw just kind of in researching this that one person was text or teaching the real estate agents was to send like, hey, I'm setting up my schedule for next week. Would you like to look at X property?
Yes.
Like, that's a great sort of, again, it's you're offering an item of value because you're offering your time, you're offering your services, but you're not making them think. You're not making them say, yes, I'm ready to sign a buyer's agreement or a seller's agreement or anything. You're just saying, hey, I've got this property. I'm setting up my schedule next week. Would you like to get on it and go look at this property? We just had Tammany Hall on. She uses like local guides. So she kind of takes it away from the real estate side and moves it more towards the lifestyle and the area. So
yeah, that was a great idea she gave.
Yeah, maybe you've got some local guides on the best restaurants or the best things to do with kids. You can offer that. Just simply like, hey, text me yes if you'd like to get my guide. Yeah. You already have their information. You don't need to collect more information unless you're missing their email or something and you want to say, hey, shoot me your email so I can send it to you. That's another way to kind of fill out your CRM. Number four, I believe here is let them know that you'll be following up again. This was a tip, I think. At first, it was like, all right, but then when I kind of thought about it a little bit more, I was like, okay, if you're letting somebody know, if someone lets me know, hey, I'm going to call you tomorrow at this time, I actually appreciate it. I don't know if everyone will. I don't know if everybody will. I don't know what your thoughts on this one are.
No, you 100% need to do this.
You do?
Yeah, 100% need to do this. And it's called, what I call it when I teach salespeople is you always want to keep the ball.
Okay.
You never want to turn the ball over. And so you want to stay on offense and keep the ball. And the way to keep the ball is not to go, hey, we'll follow up. And then it makes it kind of, it's even for a voicemail, this will really paint a clear picture. Okay. When I leave a voicemail for Josh, it is, hey, Josh, sorry I missed you. You know, and I'll say, you know, this is Luke, XYZ, reason why I'm calling. And then go, hey, I'll try you again. this afternoon. If you get this, and give me a call back. Call me at 484-804, whatever. But I will state, I'm going to call you again.
Okay.
And I'll call you in this range because I want to keep the ball.
Okay.
I want to keep that because if I don't do that and I left you a voicemail and I call you again anyways, it's kind of weird. It's like, I didn't even give you enough time to respond. Yeah. I didn't like, it makes it now awkward. But if you set the time, hey, I'm going to follow up with you. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Then it keeps the ball in your court. So now it's not awkward when, you follow up.
I'm glad you had something. I'm glad you agree with that. Had some, cause I wasn't quite sure how to apply it, but I knew as I was thinking through it, I'm like, no, I would appreciate it if someone told me that. I'd appreciate it if they told me to keep an eye out on their email or something like that. The last one that we'll say here is make a personal connection. Now, this one can get weird. You got to be careful with this because, you know, the idea of connecting
some creepy people
connecting on social media or finding out sort of things about people and using that in your sales pitch can be weird. But I'll say that I've had people prospecting me and they will pull up things. Now, this is B2B. So sure. I think that's different than saying, hey, I saw you went to Florida last week. How was it?
Send them a picture of the front of their house from Google Earth.
With you in front of the house like that. But they'll bring up the podcast and they'll bring it up not in a way that's like autofilled. They'll bring it up in a way like they watched an episode, they liked what we said, and they tied it back to what they do. So there's an opportunity there to kind of find out more information about maybe why somebody is looking to move or why they might be looking at houses or why they might have raised their hand on whatever that call to action you was that you put out to your prospects that ultimately got them to opt in to receive information from you. And if you can get to the why behind why they raised their hand in the first place, then you can actually get to that personal connection of being able to help them with what they need.
It's so well said. I think how to win friends, influence people, right? The sweetest sound of somebody's their name, but then the other way to win people over is to give them sincere compliments. If you think about the podcast example, you care about it because you've put work into it. So the key when you try to connect with people is try to find things that are important to them and showcase that you value that they're important. So a simple example that I've given is like, you know, Tim Bushnell is a realtor that I'm coaching right now. And let's say I wanted to connect with Tim and I see that he posts a picture of him and his daughter on a date to Chick-fil-A. If I hit him up and say, man, I love what a great father you are. You're such a great example. I have a little girl myself. I need to take her on a date like that. That's going to make him feel good because he invested the time there. He wants to be a good father. And even though maybe I don't know a ton about him, I do know that people want to be good fathers that have kids. So it's like connecting on that level, because how do you connect with people? It's over commonality. And if you think about the truest connections, it's over shared value systems.
Yeah.
And so if you can find out the shared value system that you have with somebody, so if you find out they love pets, if you found out they are maybe, go to church or something like that, and you can connect with them over that, that's gonna up the connection.
Another tip for all of you dads out there with young daughters. Daughters love Dairy Queen dates.
Yeah.
They got good chicken tenders. They got honey dipping sauce.
That's really
and
good.
You end it with ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All right, there you go. Thank you so much for listening. There's five ideas for you on how to get leads to respond. If you can go over to staypaidpodcast.com for the show notes and the video of this episode. If you like this episode and want to support the show, go to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review along with a comment. Also go to Spotify. You can review us there as well. And the best way to support the show is to share this episode with someone that you know. I went to the doctor the other day. So I went to the doctor. You know, I'm getting older, 42. I had to go to the
colonoscopy.
surprisingly, no. I don't know when that starts, but not yet. I told him I was having trouble hearing, and he said, can you describe the symptoms? And I replied, sure. They're yellow. Homer's fat. Marge has blue hair. That's good. Ethan, I can see you through the camera, actually, the silver dollars. Good to know.
Nice.
If you want to get a hold of me, Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com, or you can find us on Instagram. We are at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Steich.
Guys, I'm Luke Acree. One action item to apply is try the triple dial. You will be blown away. Try the triple dial.
That person could have gotten you.
Yeah. You just could have. They would have just called one more time. You just space it out maybe 30 seconds in between and just call. Right. And if you're really adventurous, add a text after the third one that says, is this Luke? ?
Yeah.
And then, you know, follow up when they say yes, then say, calling you now, and call them again. Remember, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.